Blog Talk Radio.
If it's smooth jazz, then the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds are talking about it on Talking Smooth Jazz, your place for all things smooth. Artist.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hello there.
Boney James, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Thanks so much. It's great to be with you guys.
Layla, thank you so much for coming onto the show.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Music.
This is the Jazz Queen with the Smooth Jazz News Minute.
With the smoothest show on internet radio, your hosts, the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds.
Hello, everyone. Happy Halloween to you all. This is the Jazz Queen. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz. Mike, how are you?
Doing great today, Terry. Happy Halloween, everybody.
Hey, never mind. I was going to ask you about your outfit, but that's okay. We have company, so I'll move on. Our guest today is guitarist Johannes Lindstedt, from being named Canada's Guitarist of the Year to winning 4 Best Album Awards to 4 Top 10 Billboard charting albums to Top 10 Radio Airplay. Johannes Lindstedt has become recognized internationally as one of the best-selling guitarist composers in the instrumental and music world music genres. His new CD, Mystico, explores the many nuances of the Spanish guitar, from the traditional to the contemporary, from the passionate to the fiery, hence the guitar of fire. Johannes, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Glad to be here.
We are so happy to have you here, and I'm telling you, I was very impressed in doing my research on you. I was very impressed with all of your awards and your highlights. And I'm just going to name a few, and there's a couple of things I want to ask you about. But Johannes was named a Music Ambassador by the Art Miles Project. He was also named Love Ambassador by the Love Foundation. Best Instrumental Album nomination for Encanto. Did I pronounce that right, Encanto?
Yeah, that's close enough.
Okay.
It sounds cute when you say it that way. So.
Oh, okay. Best Contemporary Instrumental Album nomination for Encanto for by NAR Lifestyle Music Awards. Best World Album for the same nomination for Encanto from the NAR Lifestyle Music Awards. Best Latin Album for Encanto as well by the IAP Music Awards. Your achievements and your awards just go on and on. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Now, we have a mutual friend in Bernie Scott.
Yes, amazing man.
Yes, and he thinks very highly of you. How did you two meet?
Let's see. About 2 years ago, a colleague of mine, Brian Lubeck, who's also a very fine Latin jazz guitar player, actually introduced us just, you know, through the internet, through email, and that's how Bernie heard my music, and he invited me down to perform at, I believe it's called Smooth Jazz at South Shore.
Oh, yes.
And so we got invited down to perform, and we really, you know, hit it off together personally, and he's just a really wonderful guy. So we've kept in touch, and now he's helping me with some bookings and some other things.
Oh, good, good. So now if you are a fan of Johannes and you would love to speak to him, please call in 646-716-5485. All right, so I mentioned that you were named Music Ambassador by the Art Miles Project. What is the Art Miles Project?
It's a project that incorporates art, and what they do is they've been going around the world to these small communities and bringing the people together through art and having them create these murals that sort of reflect the life that they've been living in these, you know, sort of remote communities. And they found that a wonderful way to bridge it all together is through music as well. So they asked me if I'd be one of the music ambassadors for that. which is
okay.
It's supposed to take us to Egypt, actually, I think next year, to do a performance there.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
I'm going to ask you, too. I know in the winter, I think of 2006, you founded another organization called Divine Earth.
Yes. Yes, I did. What that is, I'm very heavily involved in the spiritual realm, I guess you could say. I'm a certified yoga instructor. I've been meditating for more than half my life. So I wanted to find a way where I could bring people together in a sort of community that is designed to uplift in a way that we share what's going on around the world in terms of health, spirituality, even politics. So it's just a way for people to sort of communicate on that level. I haven't really officially launched it yet. It's on the net, and people can log on to divineearth.com or divineearth.org, and people can join. It's free, and it's just a way for people to connect that have that sort of mentality, that way of living.
Okay. That sounds very nice.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to ask you, your name is Johannes Listed, but you also go by, is it Savara?
Mm-hmm. Savara, yes.
Savara.
I was given the name Seva Singh from my yoga, the person who brought Kundalini yoga from India, Yogi Bhajan. He brought Kundalini yoga to North America in 1968-69. And he bestowed me the name Seva Singh, which means lion of devotional service. And so I sort of took the first part, Seva, and just manipulated a little bit and came up with the name Savara. And that's a name that I'm planning to use for recording more New Agey meditational music. I already have an album that's just about finished, so probably next year I'll be releasing that. It uses like sitar and tabla, and actually I sing on it. It's going to be the first album that I sing on.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. All right, so speaking of albums, let's talk about Mystico. Tell us about this one.
Well, Mystico, the title actually means one who is a mystic, and that's sort of how I try to live my life because, you know, the vast majority of people live what you could say, and I don't mean it in a derogatory way, they live a somewhat mundane life. They don't really look at the deeper aspects of what goes on within themselves. They look at what goes on in their surroundings, you know, with the family, with work, with paying bills. I've been fortunate that with my career that I've had a lot of time to go inward and reflect and, you know, meditate and do a lot of yoga and do what you could say is inner cultivation or purification. And through that process, you get to different spiritual realms where you see the world in a different way. And when you get to that stage, I guess one could call themselves a mystic. And that's how I came up with the title for this album. Should I keep going?
Sure. We're going to play a couple of songs, but yes, as much information that you want to give us about the album.
Yeah, the album, so musically, It takes I'd say, the next step from where my previous albums were. I've incorporated a few different things. In fact, this is the first album that I've ever recorded electric guitar on. Most of my songs have been traditionally just the flamenco guitar, the Spanish guitar. And so I wanted to branch off a little bit, and with one of the tracks, Rico, I made a little bit more funky sound and a little bit more smooth jazz sound with the electric guitar.
All right. Well, speaking of Rico, let's listen to that now.
Well, fantastic.
Thank you.
Myers, that was Rico from Johannes Lindstedt's Mystical CD. Johannes, I want you to know that we have a couple of people from Canada in the chat room.
Oh, wonderful.
And we also have a phone call.
Very nice.
Area code 978, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hello.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Okay, my name is Simca, and I'm calling from Devens, Massachusetts.
Well, welcome to the show. Meet
Thank
Johannes.
You.
Hi there.
Hi, Johannes.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Good.
I have a question for you. Well, actually, I have several questions for you.
Okay.
One thing I would like to find out is what inspires you the most when you're composing and writing your music, and Do you go away somewhere special, or a special place that you like to be, and just get that inspiration, or is that always with you? Are you always composing and writing music, and in your heart, in your mind, and you just have an ongoing inspiration?
I would say yes to that, to the latter. I heard a funny saying once that inspiration is for amateurs. Meaning that, if you need to go through something to get inspiration, then that's kind of a secondary approach. Whereas if one is always in that moment, then one is always being inspired. And that's kind of the way I think I feel, because I've always found, even since when I first started playing guitar, that I could just pick up the guitar or the piano or anything and automatically start composing something. Not that it's going to be a masterpiece, but just that the notes sort of just fell into place. And not to say that, there's not necessarily external things that do influence me. Certainly my journeys have influenced me, specifically going to places like Cuba or India or Spain, where you're pelted by such unique sounds and visions and tastes as well. So all those things become part of who you are, and then they just naturally get translated through the hands and then ultimately through the instrument.
That's very nice. That actually happened with my son this morning, now that I think about it. I was, this is interesting, but I was playing your music this morning in the kitchen. We were carving pumpkins and just having a really nice time together. And he hasn't played the piano for several days, but it was funny because I was playing your music and, I was in the kitchen and with him, and we were just having a really nice time together. And all of a sudden, he left the kitchen, he went into the dining room, he sat down and started playing the piano. Mm-hmm. And he just started composing this beautiful song, and I thought, wow, he hasn't done that in a long time. And my husband was upstairs, and he heard him, and he came downstairs, and he got out his guitar, and he started playing with him, and he said, Malphone, that is so beautiful. And everybody was just coming out of the woodwork.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
And I
that's wonderful.
Said, it's just, I think your music just inspires that in people. It's beautiful, and it does, and it made me really happy to see that, because that's what I have a desire for him, that he would be able to express himself, through music, because it's such a beautiful way to reach people and give them what you have and, let it keep flowing. And I just, I wanted to ask you that, and I also wanted to ask you if you have, maybe not just a single most accomplishment that you hope to achieve through your music in your lifetime, but maybe there's several accomplishments, or do you just kind of leave that up to however it may be? Do you have goals?
I kind of try to leave that up to, whatever powers they may be, and I try not to live with too many attachments to goals, because I find if you have these attachments, they just kind of distract you, because then everything you're doing is to achieve that goal rather than from the purity of your own consciousness or purity of your own intention.
So
having the lack of future attachments in that respect, then I can just do what comes from the heart, and play what feels good to me and what feels good to me and what I like to hear and not be controlled by, you know, what everybody else's expectations are in order to achieve that goal. Because when
right.
you live by, when you want to achieve those goals, then you know that you have to sacrifice and do what other people like. And I try not to live with those sort of sacrifices.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think it's really beautiful how you brought together other musicians from other cultures, other countries, and given, you know, given us a taste of those cultures and countries that those people are from, and the,
yeah.
and the instruments, you know, because there's just not. I like to experience those. I've been exposed to a lot of those instruments in my lifetime, and I love those sounds. And I've come to find out, you know, throughout life that a lot of those instruments are very old instruments.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wondered if you had a favorite instrument, obviously besides the guitar, that you like to play.
Well, I definitely guitar is my first favorite instrument. But you know, it's just like saying, what's your favorite food? I love so many different tastes. You know, so
right,
many different
right,
flavors.
Yes,
there's so much to explore and discover in this world. That it's
mm-hmm.
hard for me to say which one I like of anything.
Because there's beauty in each one.
There is, yeah.
Yes.
And each one holds a mystery. And
mm-hmm.
so when I bring in an instrumentalist from, say, from Cuba or India,
mm-hmm.
they're giving me something or giving the music something, some sort of magical component that wouldn't have been there
mm-hmm.
that I couldn't have brought in just in my own limited experience. So that's why I love to have all these different musicians from around the world, because
mm-hmm.
it's just adding to the experience for the listener
mm-hmm.
and for myself.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I don't like to settle or compromise. And with
mm-hmm.
my music, I feel the same way, because I know that I am limited. And when I bring in other musicians, then it just makes the music more infinite, more limitless.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Simca, what is your son's name and age?
His name is Navone. His first name is Maskil Navone, and he is 9. He'll be 10 December 24th. Yeah, and he's my youngest.
And, okay, and he's
yeah.
playing piano, huh?
Oh,
all
yes.
Right.
Yeah, he's been playing the piano for a couple years, and he also plays the guitar.
Wonderful.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, all my children are very musical. They don't all play all the time, but they're... They, my husband's pretty much taught them everything they know. They play the piano, the harp, the flute, mandolin, guitar, cello, clarinet, you know, lots of different instruments. But our family.
You have a musical family there.
Yeah, we are. We are.
All right. Well, thank you for calling.
Oh, well, thank you for giving me the opportunity. It's very nice to be able
oh,
to
you're
talk
welcome.
To this.
Nice chatting with you, Simca.
Okay, you too.
Take care.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye. I have a question for you, Johannes, from the chat room concerning your book. Wants to know if there are, Chica is in the chat room, wants to know if there are going to be a second book.
Yes, there will definitely be a second book. I have a couple in my head. One is a novel, and then I have actually a few other ideas for more, I guess, my approach to living and spirituality. And it's just a matter of finding time to do everything. You know, like I said, there's always so many different avenues to draw from, you know. Not just music, but people and nature, and I want to give so much back to everybody that's given me so much. So when I write these books, it's going to be a bit of a process, and I'll probably have to take some time off of music to do it, but I do hope to do it soon.
Okay. And another question from the chat room from Z Starman wants to know your date of birth.
Oh, ho, ho, ho. That's a secret.
That's a secret.
That. Yeah. That's
okay.
part of the mystery.
Well, we don't need the year. We don't have to have the year, just a month and a day.
It's August 6th.
August 5th. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get back to some music. Now, one of my favorite songs on the CD is The Happy Song.
Yeah, mine too. One of my favorites.
All right. Is there a story with this one?
Well, you know, when you write instrumental music, it's not the easiest thing to come up with the title, because when you're writing lyrics, then, you know, the title's pretty much automatically given in the chorus, you know. So when writing instrumental music, I sometimes will take the name of perhaps the country or the city that I might be in, or the island, when I'm composing it. Or I might look to certain people in history or whatever. But in this case, this song just made me feel happy when I was writing it and when I was recording it, and I just couldn't come up with a title for it. So I thought, okay, well, the happy song in Spanish, Felicidad.
All right. This is the happy song. That song. That was a nice
song.
Nice. I love that.
Yeah, I love the accordion at the end. That's Jordan Abraham, a good friend of mine, and he's in the band as well.
That was great. Oh. You know, it actually reminded me of Peter White when I was listening to it. I'm like, you know, sounds like a Peter White type of song, but I really love that song.
Yeah, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Really love that song. So I wanted to ask you. You were talking about the titles of your songs, and not just the songs, but the albums. Like if you have Mystical. The one before this one was Cafe Tropical. And come up with the title of the whole album. What is your process in coming up with the titles?
Well, actually, I would say something that's catchy, simple and catchy to remember. And it has to sum up the album as well. So Cafe Tropical, as you can tell by the sound of that album, or the title, the album's very tropical and festive sounding.
Yeah.
So that's generally what I try to do, is try to sum up the sound of the album with the title.
Okay. I have another question for you from the chat room.
Okay.
Chica Chica wants to know if there are any other workshops planned or in the works for the U.S.
I guess she's referring to the sort of the consciousness workshops that I occasionally do. I'm trying to tie in, either yoga or giving a lecture or talk when I do some of my concerts. Earlier this year, where I was in Florida, and I did a few shows there. And every morning, I taught yoga on the beach, which was just amazing. It was so much fun. I guess that's why they call it the sunshine state, you know, because when you're there, you just feel like sunshine. Especially when
that's the best place to teach it too, on the beach. Wow.
Yeah. So I do hope to do more of that. It's a bit of a challenge trying to balance both, but they work so well together, music and yoga, and I definitely want to be able to present more of the teachings of yoga to my fans, and I know a lot of them are interested in it. It's just a matter of finding the time for it all.
Mm-hmm. We a few months ago interviewed Joan Velez of the Velez Brothers.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and they were really nice. The album is nice, and you performed the title. You're performing the title song with them on that CD, "Feel the Rain."
Yeah, that's right.
Very
nice. They
invited
me to record some guitar on that, and wow, when I heard the song, I thought, man, these guys are really good. So so I was really happy that they invited me to be part of that, and when they mixed it all together and sent me the track, I thought, this sounds really good. So I hope it's doing really well for them.
Oh, very nice CD. And your album, Zabuka, mm-hmm. was used in the 2003 World Figure Skating Championships in Germany. Now, what song was used?
I think it was a song called Eleni. Now, the thing that really sucks about this is that people called me up later and afterwards and said, hey, we heard your song. It was like played all over the world. And I never got a chance to hear it or see it myself. I've never to this day seen a video or anything of it, so I was really disappointed. So that was kind of a neat experience to have my music, played around the world. But it was just funny that everybody else heard it but me.
Well, I did some research on that, and the young man that skated the song, his name is Stéphane Lambiel, Lambiel.
Okay.
He is a 2-time world champion and Olympic silver medalist in figure skating, and he has a video on YouTube.
Oh, wow. I wonder if it's the one that he used my song to?
Yes.
Really? Oh,
yes.
I'd love to see that.
Go to YouTube and search his name.
Uh-huh.
His first name is spelled Stephane.
Okay.
And the last name is Lamb, as in boy, IEL.
Okay. Yeah, I'll
and
definitely
it'll
do
come
that.
Up.
Yeah,
cool.
It'll
come
you.
Up. It was really nice. It's a beautiful song, and his skating was really nice.
Oh, wow. Well, you know what? I'm going to put a link to that for sure on my website once I find it.
Oh, there you go. All right. Let's play one more song. I got a request from the chat room about Coconut Girl. They wanted to know the story behind that.
Well, I mean, it sounds like there's going to be a big story behind it. You know, Coconut Girl, like, you know, you could put your imagination to that one. But,
mm-hmm.
You know, the song is again one of those tropical sounding songs, and what makes you think of the tropics? You know, coconuts, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there you go, Coconut Girl.
Okay. All right, Chica Chica, this is for you, Coconut Girl.
Thank you.
Coconut Girl. All right, Chica Chica, that was for you. Very nice. We're both dancing in our chairs over here.
Me too, yeah.
Talk about Guitar of Fire. Man, you are playing the guitar on that song.
Thank you, yeah.
Very nice.
And I wanted to ask you, Johannes, your album cover. A gentleman by the name of Noel Webb, he was an electric violinist, smooth jazz artist. He said that he loved your album cover, and it was a type of album cover that will make him go buy the CD just by looking at the album cover. How did you come up with that?
That's very cool. It's great to hear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, how did you come up with that? The pose and everything. Was it something you just was just taking pictures and it just came out nice, or what?
Yeah, well, the picture was taken by my my friend and graphic artist Bell. And she just started taking all these shots, and you know, out of maybe 100 shots, you get like 3 that you really like, and this was one of them. Of course, it was color, and then she played around with it and made it into the sort of sepia color, and looks kind of iconic, don't you think?
Yeah, it's really nice.
Yeah,
sort of like that Che Guevara picture, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know which one I'm talking about?
Mm. No.
You know who Che Guevara is, though, right? The Cuban
Revolution.
Che Guevara, the Cuban Revolution. Well, he wasn't Cuban, but he was part of the Cuba Revolution.
No.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, probably some people out there know who I'm talking about. You'll see these T-shirts, and it has this picture of this revolutionary. He's got a beard, and it's sort of black and white looking. If you saw it, you would know it. I guarantee you would know it. You just don't know it.
Okay. Now, I have to ask you about, I read that you want to write a Latin guitar opera.
Well, not quite an opera. I was very heavily influenced by classical music when I was a kid. And to this day, I've still written more classical music than I have anything else. So I've always wanted to really bring out my classical influences. So I've been kicking around ideas on maybe like a sort of Mediterranean Latin guitar concerto.
Okay.
Which would incorporate, you know, an orchestra, violins, cellos, timpani, flutes, the wind instruments and all that. And the other idea was also to incorporate maybe some mantras into the music as well. Mantras are how would I make it easy to understand? They're like positive affirmations, but they're more than that. They're like there's like spiritually imbued words that carry a certain power. So I have a lot of ideas with that. It wasn't going to be quite an opera though, but it's something
okay.
Like I hope to do that one day, but you never know.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to that one. I have another question for you from the chat room.
Okay.
Chica Chica wants to know if you plan any more collaborations with Nicholas Gunn.
I hope so. Yeah, actually, earlier you mentioned those nominations. Those were all for the collaboration I did with Nicholas, and the album was called Encanto. That was basically his music and my music kind of melded together. He's a wonderful flautist and a good friend of mine in California. And he's actually working on an album right now, and he sent me an email, wants me to add some guitar to a few of his tracks. So I will be collaborating with him, but not on a full album, just on probably on one or two songs.
Okay. All right. Well, I told you 30 minutes, and it's almost 45, but, we enjoy talking to you. And I do have one more question. Just want to know what upcoming projects you have.
Well, let's see. I'm going to be trying to take it easy for a while because I've been quite overworked for the last couple of years. Over the next couple of months, I just have some smaller private shows. I'm not going to be on tour. In the new year, I plan on possibly returning to India for anywhere from a month or a few months and traveling around a little bit. And after that, I want to get my yoga CD finished and polished and get that into iTunes and all that stuff. So that's going to be probably my next project that gets released. And then I'll probably start working on my second book. And then after that, really start concentrating on my next album, guitar album, and touring around for the summer.
Okay. And quickly, can you tell us what the Love Foundation is?
The Love Foundation, it's not my organization, so I'm not that well-versed on it.
Okay.
Basically, it's an organization that's trying to spread love, you know, trying to spread the message of love and keep people in remembrance of that frequency, of that energy, because we have so many things externally that are influencing. You know, we have wars, we have the economy, we have global warming. All these things act to take us away from our own inner bliss. So we need people, and we need these organizations and books and, you know, whatever there can be, music that can take us the other way, that can inspire us. And that was the purpose with my music, and also with my founding the Divine Earth Organization. Listeners can visit it at divineearth.org, and everybody's welcome to join. It's just a way to keep people in that consciousness.
All right. Well, we got another request from the chat room for another song. They want to hear 1,000 Bells. That's from Brenda Ann. So I'm going to close the show with that. We want to thank you. Well, first tell us about 1,000 Bells.
1,000 Bells? Well, if I was a belly dancer, I would belly dance to this one. Maybe Mike. I don't know what Mike's dressed up for Halloween tonight, but if he's got his belly dancing costume on.
Oh my God, that's a good. There you go, Mike.
Oh no, you got it too much.
That is funny.
Crazy. Hey, Johannes. Next year, I know. Like I said, we mentioned earlier. We talked about Bernie Scott. Will you be performing at the American Smooth Jazz Awards next year? Do you know?
I have not been told anything about it, so I don't know. But if you're going to talk to him, twist his arm.
Nope.
Oh, definitely.
Yes.
We sure will. Yes. We sure will. Well, thank you, Johannes, for spending some of your Halloween with us. We appreciate it.
My pleasure. And it wasn't even scary or creepy. My God.
We really appreciate you coming on the show and sharing your music with us and your career with us. And much continued success to you. We look forward to the new album next year.
Thank you very much. I really had a wonderful time, too.
Well, thank you. You have a great day.
And a happy Halloween. Trick or treat.
Same to you, Johannes.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, that was Johannes Lindstedt. His CD is called Mystical. You can find it on his website, johanneslindstedt.com. And I want to make a correction on 1,000 Veils request. That was from Janita and not Brenda. So I will be closing the show with that. Mike, I know that you are headed out for a Halloween masquerade party.
Yes.
All right.
Tonight will be the masquerade party. It's going to be in Baltimore at the Live Up House. It's going to start around, but doors open at 7, but it's going to be from 8 to 1 o'clock. There'll be music. The music will be done by Gordon Chambers, who is a neo-soul artist, a young lady named Sylvia Logan Shop, who is a very good, talented singer, and a young man named Russell Taylor. Russell Taylor. He's a new neo-soul artist on the scene, and there's been some special invited guests. let's say Marcus Johnson, you know, who we've had on the show. He's an invited guest. I thought he was supposed to perform, but he's not. I was told that he was just invited. So, like I said, there are going to be some surprise people in the house, I guess. You know, more so Baltimore celebrities and radio personalities and people like that. So it should be nice.
All right. Well, you have a great time tonight. And he hasn't gotten a costume yet, so he has to go get a costume.
Yeah, well, I told him I'm going as Bruce Wayne. I'm not going as Batman. I'm going as Bruce Wayne, okay?
Okay.
Bruce Wayne. Yeah.
All right. Well, you have a great time. Again, we want to thank Johannes Lindstedt for coming on. And I have a Smooth Jazz News Minute I want to play, so I'm going to play that right quick, and I'll be right back. This is the Jazz Queen with the Smooth Jazz News Minute. Smooth jazz keyboardist Brian Culberson will release his debut DVD, Live from the Inside, on November 10th. Filmed live at Capitol Records in Hollywood, the DVD features almost 30 songs, in addition to documentary-style vignettes in between each song. Musical guests include Ray Parker Jr., Dave Koz, Michael Langton, Eric Marienthal, Eric Darius, Jim Culberson, and Sheldon Reynolds. Greg Adams' new CD, East Bay Soul, is a mix of soul, funk, jazz, and R&B vocals, showcasing 8 new songs never heard before. For more information, go to gregadamsmusic.com. The 6th Annual Canadian Smooth Jazz Awards will be held on April 23, 2010. Tickets go on sale in November. This is the Jazz Queen with the Smooth Jazz News Minute. Mike?
Yes.
Chica thinks that the belly dancing costume would be perfect for you.
That would be perfect?
Yes.
Well, that's my second option, then, if I can get my Bruce Wayne suit tonight, you know, so yeah.
Oh, wow, that is so funny. All right, well, that is.
Well, hold on real fast. I do have the moves now. I had the moves, but thank you. I had the moves. So I can do the belly dancing moves, but hey, other than that, you know.
I have no doubt.
Oh, man, too funny.
Oh, wow, that is funny. All right, so tomorrow, we are not on tomorrow. Next Saturday, we have Cameron Smith, the creator and host of Smooth Jazz TV and one of the newest hosts on smoothjazznow.com, new Smooth Jazz radio station. He will be on next Saturday. All right. So that is the show. I am going to close it with 1,000 Veils. You have been listening to Talking Smooth Jazz on blogtalkradio.com with your host, the Jazz Queen.
And Mike Reynolds.
And we look forward to talking smooth jazz with you next week. Happy Halloween. Everyone, have a great day.